They see nothing but Spanish stores. Spanish businesses advertise. Riding for blocks. I come back home to my neighborhood. Oh boy, I'm telling you. So we're economically dead. As a people, we're economically dead. I didn't say commercially dead. You're commercially alive. Oh, you spend some money. But you're economically dead. So economics is the science of how money works. And how those things that represent money work. Goods, material goods, etc. So economics is a study of that. It has to do with the life, the material life of society, and how it's converted into money, and how money is a medium of change for us to buy these material things and living these material quarters. Economics. So since we are not having business producing wealth, we are economically dead. We may be dollar-wise alive. We may be business-wise alive. Yeah, you dress up in your business suit and you go and you work. You go work for somebody's business. Might be in your neighborhood, might most likely out of your neighborhood. And you come back to your neighborhood, but you don't have any business in your neighborhood. So your business, in business, you're alive. Money-wise, you're alive. But economically, you're dead. Economically, you're dead. And let me tell you something. When you read of the great religions, how they speak of multiplying and everything, and great love for family, and multiplying their family in numbers, increasing in children. The joy of a man is more sons and daughters. The joy of the mother, more children, until the blacks are freed from slavery. And then the joy is no more, having big families. We got everybody wanting to cut down on the number of children. We've changed everybody. Some say, well, if I have too many children, I'm going to have too many headaches. I got another child that's going to go to public school. And I can't afford a private school. And the public school is just what it says, public school. School with the public in it. Now, I don't want my children to go in that school. Like that. Well, honey, I know we had planned to have 25 children like grandmama and grandpa had down in Georgia. But let's make it one digit. Not 25. How about two? I think maybe we could manage two, you know. And sometimes two give them so much hell they wish they didn't have any. So times have changed. They're not because plenty is not here. We have more than we ever had. Time has changed because the mind has changed from being religious and human to being public crazy. And with that, I want to conclude this part of this address. This is a live broadcast, and we're happy to be speaking to you. And we hope that you will tune in every first Sunday. In fact, I wish I could talk to you every day. It might happen too one day. I wish you could have live broadcasts every day. But our friends and our human family and the radio listening audience, we appreciate you being with us. And we hope to see you next first Sunday, February. First Sunday in February for this live broadcast. We want to thank our sponsors. We want to thank the radio stations for welcoming us. And we wish all of you all a beautiful, prosperous, blessed New Year.
Thank you for your continued support of the Mosque Cares. Imam W. Dean Muhammad will be making appearances throughout the country, and those wishing to support his mission of propagation and community assistance or ask to send their contributions made payable to the Mosque Cares, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. And now back to today's broadcast.
Just wasting our lives and everything. So we have to change all this. And we're going to change it by doing what I've been speaking on for now an hour and about 10 minutes. That is seeing ourselves as not individual life, community life. Every person has to see himself as community life. You know, the great wisdom in the scriptures that you read, you don't understand them. Things that Jesus said to get his people to see what is the real life. Others said it in the Old Testament. It was said in the Old Testament. Of David, the same thing was said. David's men said to David, they said, King, you are flesh of our flesh and bone of our bone. They were telling the king, you can depend on our cooperation, because whatever you are here to serve, we are here to serve the same. And we're going to serve it as though we are one person. You can depend on us to conduct our life in accord with your own personal life. If you can trust your hand, you can trust our hand. If you can trust your feet, you can trust our feet. Because we are telling you, King, we are one body. We are bone of your bone and flesh of your flesh. Then Jesus comes in the New Testament and he tells his following, you are members of my own body. Members of our own body, of my own body. And if we understand, Islam requires of us the same. Islam says your life and your death is as the life and death of one single person. If one person can live, all the rest can live by following that way of that person. But if we follow one who's corrupt or stupid or insane in his behavior and his life, then he takes all of us to death who follow him. So we live in one and we die in one. And if there's any single one of us, whether it be a prophet or a saint or whatever, or a wise man or a teacher or whatever, if there's any single one of us, male or female, that is able to rise up in the life that God created for us, to draw others unto us so they will have the life too, it is only because we have risen up in the human nature that God created us for. Jesus Christ was able to say that because he was in the perfect human nature that God created us for. Yes, David was able to say that before Jesus Christ because he was in the perfect human nature that God created us for. Muhammad is given to us, and God says of Muhammad, you will certainly find in him an excellent model of life for any who believe in God in the hereafter. Yes, God give us him as the model of life for us to emulate. Become like that life. Live like that. This is the human type. This is the human life. Don't behave like those out there destroying the neighborhood, corrupting the neighborhood, making the misery for families. Don't follow these crazy people. Find the one who is established on the human pattern that God, the creator, the designer of the stars and the sky and earth, and whatever in there, follow that person. And I'm sure we can find more than one. We're not so extinct that there's only Imam W.D. Muhammad standing up in the human model that God wants us in. No, I'm sure there are others. You can find others, but they're very rare. Very rare. You know, I heard my father say at the table once, he was eating, he did all the time, he'd have, they call it table talk. That's the language that's given to Prophet Muhammad. But he did have, you know, Southern people, they had table talk. That's just the way of folks, regular folks, is to eat and have conversation, enjoy. You socialize, have conversation. So one of those times my father was talking, he said, well, he said, there was a woman and she had a bone. And she was seen in the public, walking with a bone in her hand. And somebody came up to her and said, woman, why are you carrying that bone? She said, it's the bone of a man. Bone of a good man. But good men were so rare, so hard to find. That's even holding on to the bone of one that died. The bone of a good man.
Be sure to join us next time for the world broadcast of Imam W.D. Muhammad, Muslim American spokesman. For more on the ministry of Imam Muhammad, call 1-708-798-6750 or write Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.